You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Coming up is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this evening's The Space Show, 20 years since the launch of the Mars Exploration Rover Opportunity.
The Space Show, bringing the universe home to the Bayside, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
20 years ago, a Delta II rocket was standing on the launch pad at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. Encapsulated in its nose cone, or should we say payload fairing, was the second Mars Exploration Rover Opportunity. This coming Friday will be the 20th anniversary of its launch into an interplanetary trajectory that would see it land on Mars in 2004, January the 25th. Now, a little spoiler alert. We're going to play a song now which summarizes the mission and is a lament for the end of the mission. And this was by the Stipendium. They recorded this in 2019. They come from the United Kingdom. And this is the song for Opportunity.
5, 4, 3, 2. Main engine start, 0, and liftoff of the Delta rocket with Opportunity. A chance to explore and unlock the secrets of our neighboring planet.
There's a speck beyond the heavens, there's a dot among the stars. The men for generations said to be the face of Mars. I've often thought his thirst for war might one day find an end, that he might come down a little if he only found a friend. Well, it's far too far to visit, we've barely reached the moon. But we thought we'd send a messenger to say we'd be there soon. So our finest, best and brightest set their minds to a machine, to venture in our stead through space to keep him company. So carry on, little rover, opportunity awaits. Though your song may be over, may your music never fade, that you've written sands of lands afar we've yet to face. Little rover, we hope you found your home. A year among the stars, and then our hero hurtled down. The Mars was quite surprised to find the little guy around. He showed him rocks and mountains and all the things between. Time flew by and soon his visit reached its final day. But he and Mars got on so well that Rover chose to stay. So off they went together, for adventure they were bound. But he kept on writing letters about all the things they found. So carry on, little Rover, opportunity awaits. Though your song may be over, may your music never fade. As it floats along the dust you conjured in the trail you blazed. Little rover, we hope you found your home.
And we're now passing for Mark 1. The vehicle is now traveling faster than the speed of sound.
A whole year of their friendship passed, and then a dozen more. And letters of advice. pictures kept on piling at our door. But tiny wheels in alien fields could only go so far. And soon the rover's time had come to rest among the stars. We're all rushing to be somewhere in this crazy human race. How ironic that some gears and wheels will go and win first place. Your one small step turned out to be an odyssey in space. So one day when we join you, you left tired, dressed a trace. So carry on, little rover, opportunity awaits. Though your song may be over, may your music never fade. As it plays among the stars that shine upon you where you lay, little rover, we hope you found your home. It's time to sleep, little rover. Maybe someday you'll awaken to find that we have followed you along the steps you've taken. So you can rest your head, knowing one day we'll be saying, little rover, you helped us find our home. Little rover, we hope you found your home. We're sorry that we couldn't bring you home.
The Stupendium with the song for opportunity.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
As noted, this coming Friday will be the 20th anniversary of Opportunity's launch into an interplanetary trajectory that would see it land on Mars on 2004, January the 25th. Encased in airbags, the 180-kilogram six-wheeled rover would bounce and roll on Mirradani Planum, coming to rest in a small, shallow crater. The airbags deflated, exposing the rover atop its landing platform. After surveying its surroundings with its stereoscopic cameras, Opportunity rolled off the lander onto the rust-coloured surface of Mars. And so began what engineers at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena hoped would be a 90-soul mission. A sol, by the way, is a Martian day, which is 24 hours and 37 minutes. To everyone's surprise, it lasted 5,111 sols. That's 15 Earth years. Designed to travel up to 600 metres, Opportunity roamed 45.16 kilometres before a planet-wide severe dust storm cut the sunlight needed by the solar-powered vehicle. On this evening's The Space Show, we tell the story of Opportunity's 15-year exploration of the Mirradani Planum, as expressed in the verse written by English poet Stuart Atkinson. Now, Stuart did not start writing about Opportunity until December of 2008. By that time, the rover was nearing the 9th anniversary of the landing. After some weeks examining the sedimentary rocks of the shallow landing crater, Opportunity moved up onto the flat, barren and sandy Mirradani Planum. Skirting several small craters, on 2004 June the 15th, that's Sol 134, the rover entered a 130-metre diameter, 20-metre deep impact crater called Endurance. On Sol 315, that's 2004 December the 14th, Opportunity climbed out of Endurance and began the long trek to Victoria Crater. During 2005, the rover came across its heat shield, and further along its path, a meteorite lying on the sandy surface. After passing Vostok Crater, Opportunity travelled a further 2.5 kilometres to Erebus Crater. Now, this turned out to be a very shallow feature of diameter 350 metres. and the drive there had lasted from Seoul 550 to Seoul 750. That is, from October of 2005 to March of 2006. There being nothing of interest at Erebus, the rover was commanded to drive at maximum speed over terrain that alternated between bare rock and sandy ridges. Perhaps the rover drivers in Pasadena had become too confident, because in attempting to drive over one sandy ridge, Opportunity became bogged down. Attempts to drive the 1.6-metre long rover forward out of the dune only resulted in the wheels digging deeper. Controllers decided on another tactic, and they applied it. Commands were sent to drive backwards, moving only millimetres for every wheel rotation. Opportunity was eventually freed after many souls. The long drive towards the 800-metre diameter Victoria crater resumed. Opportunity's maximum speed was 5 centimetres per second. That is 0.18 kilometres per hour. And the average speed was 1 centimetre per second. Well, it was during this drive that Stuart Atkinson posted his first poem, which summarised the journey so far.
Across Meridiani, by Stuart Atkinson. I woke, cold and cramped, after half a year of silent, fetal sleep, to feel grit sting my startled face, unfolding, unfurling my silicon wings. A bright metal butterfly, newborn on the new world. I ached to see the sun. Yet of that blessed sun, no sign. Instead I stared, aghast, at a rearing wall of ochre dust and ruddy rock, surrounding me, confining me. Imprisoned in an eagle's nest I watched the exiled sky and cried. That sky, shrunk to a porthole, brightened, darkened, brightened again for endless day after endless day. No summer or sunset, merely shades of purple, pink and plum that waxed and waned then waxed pale again. But in my sunken prison, wonders, layer upon lapping layer of ancient, crumbling stone, stared back at me from the walls, berries by the billion, glinted around me, here gathered in a hollow, there hissing and rolling towards me in a torrent as I turned my unblinking eyes towards the sky and saw the stars. An eternity passed, or so I thought, before I left that place, my tortured soul. For myriad tormented souls screamed to be set free, to leave El Capitan behind and climb up to touch the shining sky again. To feel the sun and star and earth light on my face. At last, the overworld. In all directions, the horizon, an alien world revealed. In all its ochre, dune-decorated glory. Above me a sky magnificent and monstrous loomed. Dwarfing all, a cloak of shimmering light. Embroidered with sequined stars throughout Mars' frigid night. Laughing, away from my imprisoning eerie fled I, commanded by the makers to trek o'er the dusty dune sea of old Meridiani, to endurance, my first abyss. A soft-hued sapphire lantern shining in the sunset glow. Earth guided me, comforted me. As sol after sol I slogged between the rippled banks of dirt until, one sunrise, a jagged edge drew near. Looking down, more dunes, far, far below. Time-sculpted waves of tan and tawny fines. To one side, cliffs of crumbling, slumbering stone. On all others, grim mineral gargoyles leered mischievously. Then, in a plunge into the abyss, the new world. Tilting round as I tiptoed down the rocky ramp that led into Endurance's dusty cellar. To roam, for 100 souls or more, past spires of stone already old when Earth was young. Past what may, some ancient Martian monsters. Fossilized, discarded brain, to stand beside the wind-whipped dunes and watch them glint like diamond dust as the sky frothed with stars above. And yet, e'en surrounded by such wonders still, I yearned for the freedom of the open sky and the eternal earth to steer me homewards by. At last I climbed, so slow until finally my beloved sky returned, my wheels kissed solid, steady rock. Once more and I left my first abyss behind, fleeing south into the even wider, even deeper dusty sea that stood between me and the Maker's Grail, Victoria. Souls blurred together now, time's very ticking stalled. As I pushed on into the sea, its waves turning and twisting around and across my path so wickedly, I screamed and cursed their birth, whilst above me the sun shone peacefully, endlessly, watching my journey unfold, watching coldly as, for a tortured time I was entrapped, my wheels, entombed in dust like flies in seeping, sucking amber, froze and I could move no more than I could fly, imprisoned again. This time in a cruel purgatory I could only watch the season shift around me, as becalmed as a ship on a silent, sullen sea. Then free, and surging south again, savoring, relishing once more the feel of the dust beneath my wheels hissing and swishing away. Before me now, the final challenge. A window into this poor world's pommeled past. Victoria. My third. My last. Abyss. The Maker's hearts beat fast at the thought of it. Imagining, dreaming of the images I will take from its vertiginous, ancient edge. But will I have the strength to see such wonders? None will say. All know, as do I. I should not be here today. Each sunset could be my last. I know I may die here, alone between places. Victoria's heart never seen. No monument for me on the crater's sharp edge. Nor statue bearing my name, just my carcass. Picked clean by Meridiani's vulture winds. A rusted scrap pile at the end of meandering tracks. But am I frightened? Afraid? No. My heart is at peace. My life should have been over by now. Many things I have seen were not meant to be seen. Not by me, not this time, anyhow. Nor am I lonely, I am never alone. As I stride to Victoria's edge, a million souls walk with me. Their names etched onto my unbeating heart. Telling me stories to make time fly faster. They tell me of things I can never have seen. Sharing with me their memories of their lush, living world. Lets me picture how Mars might have been. Her volcanoes rising from sun-dappled oceans. Cotton wool clouds at their peaks. Mighty Marineris, Sol System's Grand Canyon. A slender lake bordered by green, all sheltering beneath a towering sky, as blue as a kingfisher's wing. I ache that I came here 3 billion years late, to see such beautiful things. But that past is a mirage, a melancholy memory. The future is what I must face. Ahead of me, Victoria, two bumps on the skyline. distant sirens singing my name. Had robots gods, I would pray to mine now. Let me reach her before I die. Let me stand on the edge of my final abyss. Gaze down at the dunes far below. Let me read from those pages of ancient Mars history. Chiefs of time-wearied, star-hardened stone. And show the Makos the secrets they yearn for. Let me find what they sent me to seek. Let me answer their questions, solve their mysteries. Let the Makers be proud of me. But don't send me to die there, down in the dust. Exiled from the sun and the stars. I have traveled so far, done all they have asked. Been obedient. When my wheels turn their last, and my dusty eyes dim. Let me take my last breath standing tall. With the distant horizon calling to me. Not another imprisoning wall.
It was Soul 951, 2006 September, when Opportunity reached the rim of the 70-meter deep Victoria crater. The rover spent a year scouting along the rim in a partial circumnavigation. Stuart Atkinson noted Soul 1000 with a poem. And by the way, Barsoom is a name given to Mars by writer Edgar Rice Burroughs.
1000 Sunsets by Stuart Atkinson. 1000 sunsets have I seen. 1000 blue dawns too. 1000 nights of knife-sharp cold. Have I endured to send you images of Barsoom's beautiful Burgundy peaks. Its rubble, rocks and stones. All scoured by dust, once under cool water. But now dry as fire-flensed bones. 1000 times pale Sol has traced her arc above my head. But no ball of fire shines in these eyes, instead. A wan and wasted disk. A coin of faded gold, the brutal cold. Of Mars, that chills me to my core, too deep for Sol's meager heat to ever hope to thaw. And so I wake from sleep each dawn to find a fine stitched cloak of hoarfrost covers me. 1000 purple velvet dusks have left me close to tears. Fearful, not for my own frail self, but for your world, my dearest. Makers, the sapphire splinter beacon I see, blazing as a star before I sleep seems. So small from here, it sink blue oceans. Forests, fields and streams reduced to a twinkling Tinkerbell gleam. A spark of laughter, life and love. That could grow roaring into a galaxy devouring forest fire in far, far future years to come. Or be snuffed out in an instant, smoke curling. From its seared remains the only sign that man was here, leaving me standing alone. Staring at where the evening star used to be. 10 times longer have I lived than I was meant to do, oh, I am so tired now. Cold and old, with worn wheels weary, from turning and sleep-starved eyes burning. With the grit that dust devils spit into them whenever they spin by. But I shall not die, not yet, not yet. There is much more for these fading eyes to see. All I ask is this. Go stand under the stars tonight. Look up and think of me.
88.3 Southern FM.
On this evening's The Space Show, we are marking the 20th anniversary of the launch of the Opportunity Mars Exploration Rover. Now, as Opportunity explored the clifftops of Victoria Crater, the scientists back on Earth were trying to spot a way the rover could get down into the crater. Most parts of the rim were vertical cliffs or extremely treacherous, steep, sandy slopes. But after discussions between the scientists anxious to sample the exposed sedimentary layers of rock in the crater walls and engineers concerned that the slope would be too great for Opportunity to climb back up, it was agreed to negotiate a ramp of rock free of sand. Then a dust storm blew up, delaying the entry into Victoria by 6 weeks.
The Storm by Stuart Atkinson. The sun has almost gone now, fading from my sight behind a molasses murky sky, and Earth's post-sunset sapphire spark is just a distant memory. I cannot move, and new Victorian vistas must await until solar's golden glow warms my frozen heart again, for I am cold, so cold, and feel 10,000 souls old. As I stand here, fearful that the dust I see fouling the sky above me will fall suddenly, smothering me, Mars murdering me, with a deadly pillow of particles pushed down against my face. But I am not dead yet, and although I itch insanely, and would scratch myself to wreckage if I had been built with hands, I shall stand here, sentinel still, until the sky begins to clear, or I hear my stubborn heartbeat begin to slow, and then I'll know my stay on Meridiani's rolling plains is at an end, and you, my faithful friends out there, must promise not to mourn for me, but celebrate my life and all the wondrous sights we saw together. Never think of me with sadness, but be glad we walked this world hand in hand, cresting wind-carved dunes, swooning at the sight of sunlight painting endurance's epic walls, falling to an ease in awe as Victoria's rippled floor opened up before us. But trust me, while a single warming spark sputters on inside my shivering heart, I will prevail, and as the dust clouds sail across my sky, I shall just close my eyes against the wind and bide my time. For Barsoom gloomiest, darkest day is still a thing of beauty, and if I am to die here, I will still have lived a life far longer than was planned in this land of rock and stone. Meridiani is my home, and if Victoria is to be my lonely tomb, then there is no view I would rather see as I drift into my final sleep.
One of the amazing pictures from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which, as its name suggests, orbits Mars, was a picture of Opportunity and its wheel tracks on the rim of Victoria Crater. That image moved Stuart to write about it.
Sleeping by Stuart Atkinson, posted on 2008 December 7th. There she is. See her? That tiny black speck on the crater's crumbling edge, just above the ledge where the new world falls away and tan becomes grey with berries hissing and pouring into Victoria's June-rippled heart. See that dark dot? We made it, man, women and men, thousands of them, worker ants in white coats or ties, eyes fat from days without sleep, creeping home after dawn from their offices, factories and labs, whispering, sorry, again as they slid into bed, another meal or birthday party missed. See that ink spot on the edge of the abyss? We made this. Built it by hand in spotlight bright clean rooms. We groomed, evolved apes bent metal against its but to our will. Imagine that, monkey paws that once chipped flint and ripped bloodied skins from spear-skewered prey now shape steel into wheels that rove across Mars. Electronically embroidering silicon into miniature medieval tapestries of glorious silver and gold, they gently turn wrenches, tightening bolts on panels and plates late night after late night, weary but thrilled by the sight of their dreams taking shape piece by piece by piece by piece. No, that's no fleck on the lens, that's a metal Magellan exploring an ocean of dust, sailing o'er rust-colored cobbles and stones to stand on the edge of Victoria and, hands shaking, roar at the pink sky, Ultraea. One day men, women and children, Mars-born, with faces pale from lack of sun and limbs lengthened to long-fingered branches by their world's begrudged gravity, will come to this place to stare at her statue and be amazed, imagining the day when brave opportunity, caked with dust and wearied from her trek from purgatory and over and through a thousand deep dunes, hauled herself to the edge of the bay and said, "Enough, let me rest here, with the great sky above and gnarled, gargoyle-plutted cliffs on all sides. Let me hide here, peering down into this stadium of stone. I am home, let me sleep. Make me travel no more. See that moat on Mars sands. There we stand, each of us, each Martian dreamer, fanatic and fool. Our hearts are her heart, her dust-dried eyes our own. A mere machine is she no longer, if she ever was. But a ship, as noble and strong as the creaking, slapping-sailed craft after which the great crater was named, carrying our hopes in her hold as she boldly goes where no ape-built machine has gone before, to the shores of an amber-hued ocean of dreams. There she is. See her? That tiny black speck on the crater's crumbling edge. Sleeping.
On Sol 1293, a year after arriving at Victoria's rim, Opportunity entered the crater. It was September of 2007. 2 years later, Stuart Atkinson remembered that dramatic event. And by the way, Mars's evening star is the Earth, not Venus.
Over the Top. By Stuart Atkinson. She's on borrowed time, I heard them say. Turning from their screens, I mean. Every day's a bonus now, she should show us. All she can before her time runs out. Besides, there's nowhere else to go. So. Here I go. Again. Descending some slippery, shingle slope. From the sun-bright world above, to the mysterious world below. The siren call of Victoria's underworld. They have decided, back on Earth, can be ignored no longer, her songs. Too sweet to sweep aside, for watery secrets hide. Down there, they think. In those gritty gatto layers of shattered umber stone, and so. Once more my weary head tilts down, and my dust-clad wheels spin round, to carry me to, then or, another edge, where lies, I hope, a ledge beyond the brink. I knew this soul would come, having dipped my toes into endurance, and survived to tell the tale, of leaning burning cliffs and brain-shaped, Wapmay stones, before turning tail, and trekking south to this great hole. I knew no yawning, wheels in slippers. Retirement waited for me on Meridiani. No chance of basking in the sun and counting. Feathery clouds wafting across the sky. My destiny was always to go in, once more. Scanning the horizon encircling me. Everything I see upon it is so far away. It may as well be on Earth's moon. I would need another life to reach it. And already I cheat death every time I watch at dawn. No, my time is coming to an end, so I should spend it wisely, trying to make my makers proud. I must put my trust in them, those men and women on the glinting evening star, whose evolved monkey minds designed and loving hands built me. Surely they would not betray me after all I've done for and shown them. Living for years, not weeks, seeking clues to Barsoom's watery past, I've lasted far beyond their wildest dreams, seen 1,000 sunsets and sunrises, after floundering on an endless sea of fine ground amber dust, I escaped to rove another day. No, they won't betray me, surely won't sacrifice me for science. Could I defy them if they tried? Perhaps I should tell them my secret, just to be sure, share with them the terror that traveled with me here all those years ago, that I had pushed to the back of my mind after living this life of light. On Mars, marching over the open plains, dipping into craters again and again, but always, always in the sun. It was easy to forget when even in the depth of night I had the lantern lights of the moons and stars swirling overhead to keep at bay the memories of waking early. Still a month away from Mars, a month before my time, in total, terrifying darkness. No anomaly showed on their status boards. Of course, no red lights flashed to tell them I had tumbled out of sleep and was now wide awake and weeping, hearing noises in the dark, banging on the hull, scratching inside and out, and imagining foul, invisible things with tattered wings scuttling over and around me in the gloom. Rats scurrying over a doomed prisoner in a dungeon 100 million miles from home. But finally, Mars. My beloved, wide open spaces. World of dizzying high sky and bone-dry plains. Stretching off to infinity, or so it seemed. As I heaved myself out of the eagle's lair and headed for endurance. So please, my makers, do not betray me now. I will go down into this valley as you wish, hoping it is as free of peril as another's name suggests. And from the floor of this Martian pit, I'll beam back the images of its crumbling cliffs and grinning gargoyle blocks of dusty ochre stone you have been hoping for. But if the hourglass of my life runs dry while I am in the underworld, do all you can to let me end my souls in light and not in gloom. I beg you, if I am doomed to die down there, let me die on the sunny dunes, undulating o'er its heart, not falling apart beneath one of the ledges jutting from its scalloped edge, hidden from the sun, sealed under a coffin lid of cold Victorian stone. Alone. So, here I go again, descending to their world below.
Opportunity spent nearly a year investigating the geology of the interior slopes and cliffs of Victoria Crater. Mindful of how the rover had become trapped in a sand ridge, the drivers were careful not to venture to the dune-filled bottom of the 70-metre-deep crater. On Earth, it was 2008, August the 29th, And on Mars, Sol 1634, when Opportunity exited Victoria. Well, of course, Stuart Atkinson had to mark this momentous event.
Leaving Victoria. By Stuart Atkinson. In years to come, gangly young Martians will run giggling down this now silent slope, their elders, with shaking heads, will lope behind, tired eyes searching for and finding the jagged rocks and layers of stone so famous from old photographs, taken 10,000 souls before, by a slow motion rover that roamed Victoria's sand and dust drowned bands of fossilized dunes, greeting each new dawn with a whir of weary wheels, gently and gingerly feeling.
And there we'll leave Stuart and it's not him reading, it's an auto read.